محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Talk about the zabiha, halal food, importance of halal. Well, zabiha halal is recently heard istilah and terminology in America. In Islam, we just have halal. And halal is the one which is zabiha halal. This is a very recent thing that we start hearing in America, that some people consider halal to be different, generally speaking, and zabiha to be different, and then they start to say zabiha halal. Well, in Islam, it's the same halal. Now, the halal animal has to be meeting six conditions. If an animal meets six conditions, then it is considered to be halal. If a halal meat animal meets six conditions, it is considered to be halal to eat. The first condition is that the animal should be slaughtered by a Muslim. Isn't that right? And so even if there's a machine slaughtering the animal, you know, in the fatwa of Ayatollah Sistani, hafizahullah, and Ayatollah Khamenei, hafizahullah, both, they have said the same, it's okay to eat. But then the Muslim person who's pressing the button must say the name of Allah with the niyat of all those chickens or animals, then right? There has to be a Muslim person pressing the button. So, first of all, it has to be slaughtered by a Muslim. Second of all, it has to be, you know, the name of Allah has to be mentioned. And third of all, the name has to be mentioned with the niyat of slaughtering that specific animal. If you just say Bismillah Rahman Rahim for some other niyat and then you slaughter the animal, that's not counted until you say the Bismillah Rahman Rahim with the niyat of slaughtering this specific animal. That's the third condition. Fourth of all, the front of the animal, not your front who is doing the zibh, the front of the animal, that means the neck and the chest, the front part of the body of the animal should be facing towards Qibla. So, and then the next condition is that the animal must move after you slaughter. It must move its leg or its tail or something, isn't it right? That shows that it was alive before slaughtering. So if there are people who stun the animal before slaughtering, isn't it right? So if the animal does not move after you slaughter, that will prove the animal was already dead. Animal must move after you slaughter, move something, its legs, its tail, something, you know, that's the fifth condition. And the sixth condition is that you slaughter the animal with a metallic blade. There has to be a metallic thing. If you kill the animal with a you know, wooden stick, it's not going to be halal. It has to be slaughtered with a metallic blade. So these are the six conditions. Now obviously, it is allowed in Islam to go and buy and to rely on Suq al-Muslimin, going to the Muslim marketplace, we can buy a meat, that's halal. Or Yadul Muslim, hand of a Muslim, is Amaratun Shar'iyya, is a sign in Islamic Sharia that it is halal. But it is the sign as long as we did not discover that the person is غير ملتزم, غير متدين, non-religious, بيدين. As soon as we discover this person is selling the halal chicken, but said, yeah, this chicken is halal, but brother, this one is haram. You just ignore that, you can buy this one. What do you mean by this? So you are also selling the haram meat as well? Then you are not متدين, you are not متقي. You are doing a haram openly. You are called fasiq in the eyes of Sharia. You're not adil. You're not muttaqi. You cannot be trusted. As soon as you discover a Muslim is not mutadayyin, not following the religion, not deendar, you are not allowed to trust his zabiha. Okay? That's the first thing. So we do trust the hand of a Muslim. We do trust the marketplace of Muslim as long as we did not discover that this Muslim is a non-practicing person. As soon as we discover, we will stop trusting him and we cannot rely on his, whatever he says that it's halal. We cannot rely on that. Somebody is, let's suppose, selling alcohol as well, isn't it right? Working in wherever, isn't it? Selling alcohol. Plus he said, no, okay, well, that's a different thing, but you know, this meat is halal. That's not a different thing for in the eyes of the Sharia. In the eyes of Allah, it's not different. And you are saying it's different. That's your Sharia, not the Sharia of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. In the Sharia of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, if you sell alcohol, you are a fasiq. You are not muttaqi. Then we are not allowed by Allah's Sharia to trust you any further. Even though your meat may be halal, but we are not supposed to trust you in the Sharia. Isn't that right? So now onwards, you will do the tahqiq and research. You do the research. So you get the itminan, your itminan at hujjat. You call the supplier. They are bound to reply back to you. Isn't it right? They're bound to explain it to you. If you become mutmain, your itminan is hujjat. If you don't become mutmain, you're not satisfied, don't buy it. That's not the end of the world. So this is the ruling about meat. Once you said the fitriya cannot be given from the wife's earning, correct? And since then, I meant to ask you about this. Do we have to do something about the years that I, wife, has paid the fitriya, the fitra at the end of the Ramadan for everybody in the family? Yes, your husband is liable to pay the fitra. Again, it is the nafaqa is wajib on the husband, fitra of the wife and the children is wajib on the neck of the husband, you know, in the Laylatul Istihlal, the night we see the moon. When the night we see the moon, the last night of Ramadan month, when we see the moon, you know, when the night comes, the wajib of fitra falls on our neck. It's a wajib on the husband. If you paid it, good, you paid it for the sake of Allah. Allah, inshallah, is going to reward you for a good charity in the way of Allah. But it will not be counted in the way in the place of fitra. Fitra is a wajib on the husband. It will continue to be on the neck of the husband to pay. Can a Muslim eat the food from a restaurant which serves alcohol beverages? Well, if you are eating, we don't trust the meat from any person who is selling alcohol beverages. We don't trust him. But if you go to Denny's, for example, right, and you eat egg breakfast in Denny's, well, obviously, there are lots of other haram things sold there, isn't it right? But it's halal for you to eat the egg at Denny's. It's always good to ask them to use a clean plate and clean oil, or clean pan and clean, knife and spoon and all those things. But eating food will be halal where they are sell certain things, you know. We are not allowed to sit on the same table. Any table where anyone is drinking alcohol is haram to sit on that table and eat the halal food or non-halal food or eat nothing. Just sitting is also haram. We cannot sit on the table whether you eat or you don't eat. You cannot sit on the table where someone else is drinking alcohol. That's haram. So, but if you are sitting on a different table and you're eating, you know, an egg at Denny's, you know, like I explained, you can ask them to use a clean plate and clean oil and all that. Well, that's okay. So now, some of the so-called scholars that are not qualified ask communities to pay them large amounts of money, like $30,000 for a series of speeches. What is your opinion on this? Islam is a religion which is a religion of spirituality. I'm not saying that asking money is haram in the fatwa of the Maraji. I'm not saying that it's haram, but it's certainly not something which is appreciated. And this is not the seerat of the Anbiya. This is not the seerat of the A'imma alayhim salam. This is not the seerat of our Maraji, our scholars. This is, I'm not saying it's haram, but this is not the seerat of the prophets and the imams and the scholars. So we don't do that. And this is not something which is appreciated in Islam to ask for money from the people. Isn't it right? So we believe money is destined by Allah. Whatever is in the qada and qadar of Allah is bound to reach you. And, I'm not saying it's haram, but it's very inappropriate because it's not in sync with the Seerat of Anbiya to ask money from the people, right? To give money to them, or of our scholars, our Maraji, they don't do like this. So this is not something which we would appreciate or encourage anyone to do. I think it's more related to the ma'rifat and ilm and or the ignorance of the community. Which community is how much aware of Islamic principles and value system, and which community is jahil and less ignorant or jahil about that. So kunad hamjins ba hamjins parwas, birds of a feather flock together. Jahan jahil log paaye jaate hain, wahan jahilon ki dal galti hai, jaise qabar waise farishte. जहाँ पढ़े लिखे लोग पाए जाते हैं वहाँ पढ़े लिखे लोगों की दाल गलती है, उनको बुलाया जाएगा. वहाँ इस्लाम की दाल गलती है, वो इस्लाम की बात करेंगे, ठीक है ना. वहाँ पैसा बीच में नहीं आएगा. मगर हैं हमारे यहाँ ऐसे लोग जाहिल के जिनको जिनको यही ज़बान समझ में आती है, तो वही हैं जो कि इस किस्म की फ़िक्र को इनक्रेज भी करते हैं, राइट. तो ये तो दोनों हाथों से ताली बज रही है. तो बुलाने वाले ऐसे बैठे हुए हैं तो जाके मांगने वालों की हिम्मत बन रही है. अगर बुलाने वाले अपने अपने आप को बदल लें, अपनी इसलाह कर लें, तो मांगने वाले खुद मजबूर हो जाएंगे अपनी इसलाह करने पे. जैसी कब्र वैसे फरिश्ते. अल जिन्स यमील ओला जिन से ही, हाउ वी से इन अरबिक. सो सो Is there a mix of explanation disagreement about the issue of Imam Hassan al-Salam giving bay'at to Muawiyah? Could you explain? Well, we don't believe bay'at. What we mean by the bay'at is that none of our Masumin alayhim salam did bay'at of Banu Umayyah or Banu Abbas. Masums don't do the bay'at of the Zalimin and Tahuts. Okay? Well, by bay'at, what we mean is that a masoom is voluntarily, wishfully, with his rida and pleasure, accepting and endorsing and supporting and doing ta'eed of the hakim who is zalim. No masoom can do that, and no masoom did it. Isn't it right? So, in al-hukmul awwali, this is not something which is allowed. In al-hukm al-awwali, it is not allowed. Well, obviously, we have al-hukm al-awwali, the primary ruling, and we have al-hukm al-thanawi. But in the al-hukm al-awwali, the primary ruling, is not allowed. None of our masumeen, according to al-hukm al-awwali, the primary ruling, none of our masumeen did the bay'at of any zalim. They cannot do, they never did, they don't do, they don't support. According to al-hukm al-awwali, they never support any of the zalimeen. If a person earns from a haram source, then gives donation to that donation be accepted? Donation, if a person has multiple sources of income, some sources of income are halal and some sources of income are haram, then obviously, if we don't know, he's paying a donation from which source of income, we can take it. Because we don't know it's 100% yaqeen. We don't have the 100% yaqeen that it is from a haram source. The person has multiple incomes. Some of the sources of income are halal. Some of the sources of income for him are haram. So we don't know this money is from which source. We don't know. And it's not our wajib to do tahqeeq. Isn't it right? So you can take the donation. But if you are 100% sure that the money is coming from the haram source, obviously we will not take that. You know, and then obviously the haram sources are also of two kinds in Islam. Some of the haram, some income, some jobs are haram, but the money is not haram to use. Like working in a bank, which has interest in it. In the haram in Islam, we don't work for banks where there is interest. In the fatwa of Ayatullah al-Azma Khu'i rahmatullah alayh, the example that he mentioned in his fatwa in the Sifta, he said, you know, chaprasi, the peon, who's sitting in the door. This is the only example that Ayatullah al-Azma Khu'i rahmatullah alayh, he gave in his fatwa, that the job of a peon, a chaprasi, is allowed. This is what he mentioned in his fatwa. Everything else, even you are sitting on a computer, you are a cashier, whatever, you know, you have some link to the interest money, one way or the other. So obviously we don't work for the banks. So there's haram in Islam. So working in a bank with interest transaction is haram in Islam. But the salary is not haram to use. The job is haram. So this is one kind of the haram source of income. Another type of source of income where the job is haram plus the money is also haram is if a person sells alcohol. If a person sells alcohol, not only his job is haram, plus his salary is also haram. So this kind of person, if you have 100% yaqeen that this person has only one source of income and that's where he's selling alcohol, you are not going to, you're not supposed to take any donation from that money. Well, is going to Al-Quds really a hukum? It is over and over asked by our maraji and leadership, and they have always, you know, emphasized, our mujtahideen have always emphasized that obviously is our responsibility to peacefully protest over the occupation of Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Holy Land. Why is it wrong to go to mixed marriages and mixed gathering in marriages, but it's okay to go to public school? Because public school is not run by you. Whereas mixed marriages, you are the host. You can control it. Isn't it right? If you don't control and if you don't implement the hukum of Allah, then you are liable. It's your invitation. It's your gathering. You are the host. You are inviting the guests. You are liable. It's falling on your neck. You invite all those people. Isn't it right? Public school is not opened by you. If you are opening a public school, then you will also be liable for that. But because public school is not yours and it's not in your control, if it was in our control, we would definitely practice the Islamic justice system in the public school as well, if it was in our control. Isn't it right? But marriage gathering is in your control. There is no comparison between that to the public school or the shopping mall. Right? That shopping mall is not under our control either. So when you invite a gathering, obviously if you cannot have all those people who are invited to be all are practicing and pious, then you can always install a wall like this. Isn't it right? So yeah, they can have the women sit on that side. They're wearing makeup. Some women are wearing makeup, if some women are not wearing hijab, at least they want to do their freedom, so-called, quote-unquote, their freedom. Isn't it right? Then you should have your freedom not to mix them with the men. That's your freedom. It's their freedom that they don't want to listen to Allah. That's your freedom too, not to allow them to mix them with the men in your invitation, in your house, in your hotel, in your gathering. So you are liable before Allah to put a curtain in front of them, in between them. So no woman without hijab or wearing makeup can mix up with the non-mahram men in our Islamic gatherings. Otherwise, you cannot expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us. And you cannot expect the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt or Malaika or angels coming in the gathering of Haram. They are markers of Tathir. they don't come into the places of najasat. Every sin is najasat of the qalb. Al-zulmu zulumatun yawm al-qiyamah. How Amir Mumin alayhi salam says, zulm is darknesses on the day of judgment. People who are drowned in darknesses, they are noor. You know, they don't come in the gatherings where there's zulumat and darknesses. They only support the gatherings which are in sync with their teachings. Prophet Ibrahim didn't tell, help, I can't read it properly, I'm sorry. When going to Abdul Muttalib said, Kaaba has owner, when can we ask help like we should. I can't understand your question properly, but if you are trying to say the incident where Hazrat Abdul Muttalib alayhi salam said, Ana Rabbul Ibil, and the house has a lord, so I am the lord of the, of the camel. So, so obviously, first of all, my teacher Ayatullah Jawadi Hafizahullah in his tafsir has said that what Hazrat Abdul Muttalib alayhi salam said was before the Nuzul of Quran. There are so many people who are still abusing the statement of Hazrat Abdul Muttalib, which was mentioned before the Nuzul of Quran, abusing them after the Nuzul of Quran. The first wrong, first sign of jahl of the people. So second of all, when the ayat of Quran has arrived, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is announcing in the Holy Quran, and we learn in the light of the verse that in awliya'uhu, Quran says, in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. So in the light of this verse of Holy Quran, our Sharia says that the tawliyat, mutawalli of the Holy Kaaba. In other words, the mutawalli of the Holy Kaaba, Allah has given the position of becoming mutawalli of the Holy Kaaba to the ones who are pious and muttaqi. Now that Allah has decided the destiny and the rules of who can become the mutawalli, after the nuzul of this ayat in Quran, no one has the right to use that statement of Hazrat Abdul Muttalib al-Islam any further. Okay? So we have principles in place already in the Sharia. Who can be the mutawalli? And right now in the time of Ghaybat, it is the Jami'u al-Shara'it Mujtahid who is the mutawalli of the Holy Kaaba Shar'an. Whether those people who are those Wahhabi puppets who are ruling the Kaaba accept it or not, they are not accepting so many other teachings of Islam, either. But in Islamic Sharia, the Jami'u al-Shara'it Mujtahid, is the mutawalli of the Holy Kaaba. So we find it is often recited when in the session of Miraj, there was a ring given to Rasulullah. There was no ring given to Rasulullah. There was no ring given to Rasulullah that I recited any narration. I did not read that in any narration. There was a ring given to the Prophet. I did not read that. What is the reality about Hazrat Jibreel stopping from Imam Ali's sword before it reached the ground at Khaybar while killing Marhab? If you are trying to say, obviously, the sword may have hit the ground and it may have impacted the earth as well, maybe. So maybe, ihtimalan, that's one of the reasons. It's a better thing we already addressed. Some scholars say we can eat haram food. Some say we can't. Which one is right in Islam? Well, no scholar can say that you can eat the haram food. Obviously, halal of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is halal till the day of judgment, and his haram is haram till the day of judgment. So no scholar can say to you the haram food is halal. It's going to be, if somebody has ibham, ambiguity, a gray area that whether something is halal or not, then we are supposed to ask. We are supposed to ask those who know. So in Islam, there is no gray area, but no one can say that the haram is halal. If somebody does not understand what is haram in Islam, that's a different thing. Some may not understand what is halal. On the day of judgment, who judges the people, Imam Ali or Allah? Well, the answer is both of them. And there's no contradiction in both of them, because Imam Ali alayhi salam and Rasulullah and Ahlul Bayt, they do their judgment according to the mashiyat and irada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So their judgment is Allah's judgment, Allah's judgment is their judgment. Isn't it right? So there's no difference, there's no contradiction, there's nothing wrong with that. In ذكر الخير كنتم أوله وآخره وأصله وفرعه ومعدنه ومعواه ومنتهاه. Ziyarat al-Jami'ah says, whenever khair is mentioned, you are the beginning of every khair, the end of every khair, the root of every khair, the branch of every khair, the mineral of every khair, and climax of every khair. In the Ziyarat, we read that Iyabul khalqi ilaykum wa hisabuhum alaykum. Isn't it right? Return of the creatures is towards you. Wa hisabuhum, and their accountability alaykum is upon you. The Ahlul Bayt are going to do the hisab on behalf of Allah. Obviously, there is no contradiction. They are mother of Allah, the reflection of Allah. They have the right to do. Who else would have the right? So there's nothing wrong in that. Okay, we'll take one more question according to the organizers. So we have a lot of questions here, but I'll just, cannot take all of that. There's an earthquake in Dallas, Fort Worth, almost every week, likely caused by fracking. Explaining from the oil and gas. Does the Salat al Ayat requirement change in this case? Well, if you feel the earthquake taking place, your Salat al Ayat will be wajib on everyone who feels the earthquake and he's present on that area, on that land. If you don't feel the earthquake, how can you discover the earthquake is happening? Isn't it right? So you can read on the internet, that's there, but you have to be there. If you are there and you feel earthquake taking place and you are there in that area where earthquake is taking place and you feel it, obviously we do the Salatul Ayat, which is wajibun fauri in this case. Immediately we need to go and do the Salatul Ayat without the delay. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin.
JazakAllah, Maulana.